vagina. I got trench guard, really. Represent we the squad, really. Dang, got the rolling in the get. I used to sell drugs for a lick. Got me a job selling records. Had to use a jeweler for a wreck. Might buy a charm with the ish. Might use the legs for a
okay, mix. He's popped up on me by surprise. But see, I never took you for the popping type. Damn, it's 4 a.m., so please believe the hype. Hit the lights, I'm way over top. Pop it, click it.
Tonight we got DJ Envy on these airwaves. Yep, Tuesday Night Live, and you never know who's coming through. You just have to tune in 10 p.m. to midnight.
You just said it was DJ Envy.
Toy Ray's counting down the top 10 most requested songs in the country. You control it. Yes, go to their music meeting and choose which songs you want on the countdown now. SiriusXM.com/BubNation.
Like the only Luke / 2 Live Crew track that seems to get played with any regularity on this station. It's not as cerebral as some of their other work, you know?
Get at me, dog. Now we're there. Don't get too good for certain niggas. Some hurting niggas. robbing niggas, jerking niggas, sticking niggas, cause they deserve it. But money got burning. They know he died slow, they hurt me. The nigga ain't blew up the spot. Why? And the motherfucker ain't got shot. Why?
No.
Just take the light up, the fuck the night up. Throw everything in sight up. Fuck around and I have no ass right up. We mentioned some shit he wasn't able to stand. Like I said, that was just able to man with a wave of the hand. The days are longer and it seems like a waste of time. I've got a lot of dreams, but I'm not really chasing mine. I soak it all up like a sip of fly. Nowadays, getting by is nothing more than a case of meal and getting high. I live for God, that's where I'm headed. Let your man hold something. Now it's all about it, you can get it.
Y'all niggas wanna be killers?
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas wanna kill us?
Get at me, dog.
Y'all niggas want the bread?
Get at me, dog.
What?
One in the back, put your faggot ass face down. Lucky that you breathing, but you dead.
Wanna get some Taco Bell? Get at me, dog. Wanna go see the X-Men? Get at me, dog.
Fuck, you hit your skirt right under the eye. That's a surprise to the guy. What is they man with the bitch in the sky? I'm fucking with cats and all the more hips and slaughter more kids. Let me holler at you, yell at Baltimore. Yeah, you know what I mean? Just robbing to eat. And there's at least a thousand of us.
Wanna hook up non-fat lattes? Get at me, dog.
You know the cold in the street where that was spent. Bloodstains and chalk, but your man couldn't walk after the talk about him knocking on 11.
These cars are not moving. Like, what? This is, I'm like, got on the freeway and stopped. This is the opposite of how it's supposed to go.
All these niggas in the rap game are barely moving. When I thought you up, I had niggas falling like white bitches in a scary movie. Ah, no, I don't know how to act. Get too close to niggas, it's like protected by Viper. Stand back. I thought you niggas was killing. Demented. Fuck you on me, George's coward. Finish. Send it. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Who wanna bet us that we don't touch none of stack cheddars forever? Live treacherous, all the etceteras. To the death of us, me and my confidants. You shine, you feel the ambiance. Y'all niggas just rhyme. Body else though accumulates like snow. We don't just shine, we illuminate the whole show. You feel me? Factions from the other side would love to kill me. Spill 3/4 of my blood into the street, let alone the heat. Fuck em, we hate a nigga loving his life. In all possible ways, know the feds is bugging my life. Hospital days, reflecting with my man laid up. On the uptown high block, he got his side sprayed up.
Pop it, perk it, just to start it. Pop it, pop it, pop 2 cups of purple, just aroma. 2 cups, drink. I heard your bitch, she got that water. Splash, drip, drip, splash. Ay. Slippery, excuse me, please me. I'm up, oh, believe me, believe me. Believe me. Get beat, cause I'm flexing robberies. You can bet on me. Hey.
I get why the men are doing it. But then you start catching feelings for somebody else's husband, trying to validate yourself and trying to feed your ego. What are you getting out of this? 888-742-3345.
We're back now at the Jack Off Hour. This is DJ Zidic. On the balls right now, something new by Snoop Doggy Dogg. This one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. It's a big bow wow wow. Because we're going to make it a little mystery here tonight. This is DJ B. Sadiq on the station that slaps you across your fat ass with a fat dick.
When I met you last night, baby, before you opened up your gap, I had respect for your lady, but now I take it all back, cause you gave me all your pussy. Yeah.
corrupt, gave a fuck about a bitch, I'd always be broke. I never have no motherfucking endo to smoke. I get slumped and loony. Bitch, you can't do me. Do we look like DVD? You hoochie groupie. I have no love for hoes. That's something that I learned from the pound. So how the fuck am I supposed to pay this hoe? To the latest hoe. I know that pussy's minds. I'ma fuck a couple more times. And then I'm through with it. There's nothing else to do with it. Pass it to the homie. Now you hit it. Cause he ain't nothing but a bitch to me. And y'all know that bitches ain't shit to me. I give some fuck. Why don't y'all pay attention? I'm closer with a different proposition. I'm corrupt, no, you'll never be my only one. Trick ass bitch. Fucking hell, put a fat dick for your motherfucking man. Hoes recognize, niggas do too, cause when bitches get scammed, it's a pull of voodoo. What you gon' do? You really don't know. So I'd advise you not to trust that hoe. Silly of me to fall in love with a bitch. Knowing damn well I'm too caught up with my grip. Now as the sun rotates and my game grows bigger, how many bitches wanna fuck this nigga named Snoop Doggy? I'm all the above. I'm too swift on my toes to get caught up with you hoes. But see, it ain't no fun if my homies can't get a taste of it, cause you know I don't love it. Woo! Hey, now you know. Inhale, exhale with my flow. One for the money, two for the bitches, three to get ready, and four to hit the switches in my Chevy. 6.0 red to be exact, with bitches on my side and bitches on my back. So back up, bitch, because I'm struggling. Just get on your knees and then start juggling these motherfucking nuts in your mouth. That's me, Warren G, the nigga with the clout. Woo!
Tracy G was in the middle of Celebrity Wire. We started talking about Usher and this whole herpes situation, and the phone lines just, we didn't even ask people to call. I just saw the phones ringing, and Trevor was like, yo, the phones are ringing. I don't understand it. I just don't understand what happened. I don't understand what happened to, I see more men do it. I see men that go, oh, she married, oh, I'm good.
Right.
But women, oh, he married. Bitch, I don't care. I've seen that. I don't know what it is. You, like, these girls slept with him knowing he was married. Twice. Two different women that we know of.
Can I share? Tracy. Okay. My little two quick theories that I gave HB when we were off mic. One, I feel like people do not look at marriage as something that's sacred anymore. We hear so much more about divorces than we hear about marriage, so that people will look at two folks who have been together for 20 years as if they're just freaking like glorified boyfriend and girlfriend. So that's one. Two, I think because of women, you hear all the time how we pour so much of our energy into a man. We made him who he is, blah, blah, blah. He wasn't shit when he came with me. And then y'all break up and he goes off to be a prize for another woman. It's this sick kind of like recycling system. And I feel like when you see a man who's taken his proof of potential, you like, oh, I ain't got to do nothing. He's good to go. So let me just grab a little slice of this dick.
One, it's up to you to see your marriage as sacred. You have to protect that. It's nobody else's responsibility but yours to keep your marriage sacred. All kind of temptation gonna come at you left and right. It's up to you to tell the next man or the next woman no.
True.
Two, all this potential building and all that, you supposed to meet a partner. Somebody that's complimenting what you already have. You don't need to be building nobody up. Shit, if I gotta build you, what the hell? Yo, man, I ain't got time for that. You supposed to meet somebody that compliments you, evenly yoked, as my grandmother Church used to say. All that building up, hey, that's on you if you want to do that. Recreate another rope, man, that's on you, especially at a certain age. You definitely not supposed to be building nobody up. What are you going to say, DB?
I was going to say, like, isn't the, couldn't you say, I guess, one, the celebrity factor weighs in on it a little bit more.
That's true. Okay. But I know a lot of dudes that ain't nothing.
It doesn't change Dusty anything, but it definitely adds a little bit more appeal to somebody wanting to do her best friend dirty.
True.
You know? Right. And I guess that equates to the thrill on his end being almost the same as for her. Like, I know this is probably fucked up, but like, if I had a chance to sleep with Usher, I'm gonna take it.
Yeah, I got you. Phone lines are lit up. I want to talk to Tata. Wait. I hope I'm saying your name correctly, sis. Tata?
Hey, this is Tata.
Hey, Tata, what's up? Tata, explain this to me. Yes. Break it down, because I wanted to hear from the women first.
Okay, so first, like I was saying before, I wanted to do that awareness on herpes. Everybody should get tested for it because it's not an STD that they offer. You have to ask for it. You can have it and don't even know it and passing it to other people. So my thing is go out there and get tested. Let's all get tested, okay, to keep it down. But my next thing is I was explaining that I'm a serial cheater. The reason why I say that is because at first I was married, I was faithful to my husband, and he cheated on me.
Okay.
So after that, I just couldn't be faithful after that because I always felt like the person that I was with was cheating. So when I find out they're cheating, I'd be like, boom, me too, so let's work it out. Oh. And I find that when men find out they got cheated on, they can't handle that. But I don't want to be that person that's sitting around, you know, twiddling my thumbs like, oh, I got cheated on, I was so good to him, it's not out there, you know. It's plenty of people out there. And as far as the married men go, I am with the married man right now. But he's married. Why should I be faithful to a married man? That's just my theory. And I used to feel bad about it, but I don't because it's been a lot of years. It's been like over 10 years. And we even have a kid together. And the wife don't know.
Jesus.
Tata, let me ask. No, you know what? I'm not jumping on you, Tata, because, A, I respect the fact that you calling here and keeping it 100.
I really do.
I respect it. But I also want to try to understand some of this, too. Like, what are you gaining or what do you grow from, like, emotionally, physically, spiritually, from being with a married man? Like, what do you walk away with? Just a kid and maybe some child support later? Like, what's the benefit of it?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, he's my friend. And the reason why I say he's my friend, at first it was a fun thing. Like, I didn't take him serious because I knew he was married. So I was like, we just messing around or whatever. It didn't get serious until I got pregnant. So then it was like, okay, now what are we going to do? And because spiritually that was like, dang, I created this situation. So, you know, he takes care of what he has to take care of. I don't push issues. No need for me to go to somebody's house and do all that because it's not her problem. I did that. You know, we did that. And...
But okay, let me just play devil's advocate and from both sides. Let me speak first from a married woman. It is her problem because when you get married, the whole premise of that is two shall become one. So you and he stepped out, you're right, she can't control him in that matter. But if I'm doing the things that I think I'm supposed to be doing as a wife, and my husband went out there and he made a child with somebody else who I never harmed, I never did anything to, and the house money is now going into somebody else's house, it does become my problem a little bit, Tata, just on that. And on your side, I understand what you're saying. You're saying, well, boom, I'm not going to disrupt her physically by knocking on her door and saying, this is what we did, now you got to deal with it, boom, boom, bat. But there's always that burning thing in the back because now you're raising a kid. His father is not there 24/7. You know, you still got a secret. He got a secret. And then if you guys ever decide, say he gets a divorce, you guys decide to get together. And because of the 10 years.
Oh, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. No, I don't want him. That's my thing. I don't want him because he's a cheater. And I'm a cheater. Like, what are we going to do?
You guys are still.
I probably.
Go ahead, Tasha, finish real quick before Tracy asks you a question.
Okay, no, I don't really have any plans in my life to ever be faithful to anybody. And I know that's probably something I probably need help with, but...
I'm aware,
but it's just, I just don't feel being complete with somebody. I feel like that doesn't complete me to be one with somebody, you know, because I was a married woman and got cheated on.
But see, I had this conversation yesterday... And with a relative, actually, Tata, and I'm bringing my personal business to the air, but just by what I said to her, I'll say to you, just because you got married to somebody, that doesn't mean that you were with your soulmate. That doesn't mean you should write off marriage because it ended in divorce or you didn't get with the right person. Maybe that person wasn't the person that you were supposed to be with. So you got to kind of still leave hope. And some people take the other side. Like you said, F that, ain't nobody ever going to hurt me again. So you call yourself a serial cheater. But yo, man, this is just crazy. I've never had a conversation with a woman being as forthright about all of it and how you see it. How old is your son right now?
8.
Wow. 8 years old. And the wife doesn't even know. See, yeah. Stay in touch with us, Tata. You can hit me up. Go ahead, DB.
Not to prolong the story, but at some point, do you plan on explaining the parental situation to the kid?
Not in that manner, because they see him as like an uncle, friend. They don't know that that's their dad. They see him when he come around and hang out. They see him like an uncle and not a dad.
But see that, and see, Tata, that's what I was saying. That's why I said me and you could continue. I'm gonna keep you on hold and give you my information. Only because, sis, like some of these things that we dealing with, and it doesn't matter the racial background. It's cultural, and we just keep passing on things from generation to generation. So then, you had a son. You was blessed with a son. Then he go out and he make a family, and then that chaotic situation repeats itself. And then you become a grandmother, and then your son goes out and do, and it becomes generational. Mm-hmm. And some.
Fucking like astoundingly bad out here. Like I have barely moved. Says I'll be sitting in traffic for 20 minutes. Cool.
Or if they deny it, you better keep quiet, or else you might have to see a few skeletons. But girl, that's irrelevant. Break out the bottle of Foxy's Bacardi. Pop off the top and rock with my posse. Fila, Alvin, Dill, and D-Fly. We ask the questions, you give the reply. MC Chip, Big Rob, and Bud. Rocking on the water bin, knocking on the rug. I'm just playing, what I'm saying ain't ill. Girl, you should know I'm real.
Music discovery online or on the air. Blog Radio. 2 hours of hand-picked music from myoldkentuckyblog.com starts now.
Japanese Breakfast is a pretty good band name. Start a band called American Breakfast. Steal their whole thunder.
And I just couldn't see it.
Scrambled eggs.
I don't know anything about me. I never realized I'm a child of the guy. All the times I felt so locked up, you were turning out. I made a chat, a culture, a hologram.
Alright, traffic is kind of letting up here. Thanks, Blog Radio, for clearing up the traffic jam.
Thank you. and we had some surplus of our produce. So the food bank came, and we were able to collect, along with the Delaware 4-H Association, 795 pounds of produce to donate to our Delaware food bank.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Congratulations on what an accomplishment in benefiting the local community.
Thank you.
Now you just
They're pretty excited about that.
I'm sure. Now you just also heard a visit from the Secretary of Agriculture, Cindy Perdue. Would you tell us about that visit?
It was awesome.
Absolutely.
We went to the IHOP.
So amazing.
I've thought about this before a lot.
Know why that traffic was there. There was no accident. Like, there was, it's a construction zone, so maybe there was a construction vehicle in the road for a while or something, but it cleared up a lot sooner than Waze seemed to think it would. I saw nothing, so fuck, I don't know.
Thank you.
Commander. Well, this Wednesday night, August the 18th, at the Clash of the Champions, at Daytona Beach, just take one look, Big Van Vader, because you're looking at the next WCW World Heavyweight Champion. Take that to the bank, Big Van Vader.
There you got it. Davey Boy Smith wants ready, and he's waiting for Vader. You know what? Everybody out there this Wednesday can find out how they can possibly win a C-28 Camaro. Let's take a look at this.
Got Louis
I'm that nice. Prime time is prime, you can't pass mine. I hit like a pole, like it's bedtime. Booty can't eat and spending truck money from last year.
A lot of very confident individuals here in the World Wrestling Federation. One that comes immediately to mind is Rabbit King Rick Rude. Now, recently, he had a pose down with the Ultimate Warrior. I think we all know who was announced the winner. Rabbit King Rick Rude refuses to believe that. He still believes he has the best body in the WWF.
Hi there, fellas. Remember me? If you don't, just go into the kitchen, get your old lady out, and she'll tell you who I am. She'll tell you I'm the sexiest man alive, Ravishing Rick Rude. And how do I know this? Not just because your old lady tells me this, but because I put the Ultimate Warrior to shame in the Super Post Down. And it won't be long before you see the sexiest man alive with the title belt around his sexy waist. And as you ladies wondering about the Rude Awakening, I have raised my standards. I now come to town with a pair of size 5 Calvin Klein and a 36 double D. And if you don't fit the mold, don't dream of the Rude Awakening.
Comments from Ravishing Rick Rude put to list his attributes, which include not only having the best body in the World Wrestling Federation, but let's not forget the sexiest man alive.
This dude's whole mixtape on the radio, I guess. I like that he's decided to write raps, you know, in the style of, loosely about, constantly mentioning Ravishing Rick Rude. I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
My crew hungry, nigga, crack the safe. It's all love, they practice hate. They say I'm feeling myself, I say I masturbate. But anyway, my stomach growling to the back. That means a nigga got a wild out, Nick Cannon on the track. When I'm violent, when I rap, feel a comic getting hotter, hit a silence when I clap. Shit sounding like I rap, bring it back once again like a rewind. Three times, silence is on the strap, so it's quiet when it's squeeze time. Me blind, I can see the future when I'm sleep. Just another episode, a couple hoes up in a Jeep. Facts, I go across the finish line. When I'm there, I ain't looking back. We gon' eat when it's dinner time. I'm in the kitchen like, where that, where that, where that? My crew hungry, where that, my crew hungry, where that, my crew hungry, where that?
No, this ain't the third time as well.
I guess. Yeah, I don't get fast, living like something to speed. See the classy now, bless them like someone who sneezed. And I'm over here to give them pressure, bitch, picture me squeezed. Against the world like I was popping, nobody believed. Nothing deceiving, know the truth, what the fuck you was needing. Gather this even for the one reputation with steam. And vision me gleaming from the mud, ain't no point in you clean. A motivation for the ones who nobody was feeding. All the men, still give them the same kick. Start at the sideline, now I'm starting at game six. Spin and make them replay like they stuck on the same disc. I give them new, never stretching the same brick. Never the same chick, yeah, I'm still on the same. Shit, copy a new spot, trying to see with a plane fit. Picture me with the crown next to that with my name sit. Galaxy in the ceiling just to show off with fame. In the heart of the jungle, walking through the fire. You beat the charge if you should have won an alibi. Ran wild in the city, no direction. I would know I get up there running projection. I tell me what I made for the military. Get paid, dodge it in the cemetery. You bear a reef for the star, take your best shot. You let them hate it, can you drain your happy ass out for real?
Fill a backwood with three necks. V6, cut the coke, remix. Sweet clips, the devil, we hit that heat snitch. I'm allergic to broke niggas in the prefix. Found out my man was hitting and we ain't speak sex. Phonies, no one can't add up the paper we spent. Tryna get drunk, I'm talking, I gotta pee back. I touched a million, ain't sleep since on defense.
Freedom got me feeling like I'm flown up. Out of prison, I ain't think that I was blown up. Bunch of young rich niggas, how I'm rollies up. Run up on us, watch how quick I lift the toast up. Money got me feeling like we can control us. Serving, watching out for the patrols. We used to play the game, bring your controls. Seen niggas get killed, heart froze up. Picked up them choppers, got the good up. Shooting everything up, it ain't no holding up. Shit ain't even last, free throwing up. In Chicago, I'm home, that's on four now. Now I'm thinking right, cause I see y'all can make it. So when I found struggling, I couldn't take it. You got it out the mud, I got it out the pavement. I used to miss papers, got the title, there you trying to take it.
Triple OG, never put our vision on. Living go free, never rid of dope. I've been down getting this is L3. Every little red sitting, every dividend has been counted in the quiet, diligent, legal member with a code. I'm colder than December in the winter cold. Look, I've been out giving care cause it's close to the children all 34, real nigga on.
I can put you on like socks, put you on like my watch. Put you on a black, you can get that off. Put you on the right line, you can get that coat. Put you on like a fitted. Put you on in my city. Got the stars in the ceiling, that's the rain. Got the top in the trunk, that's a dawn. I can give it to a nigga either way, cause I'm on. Yeah.
Day. I lead them in a different way. I don't take no mess. Get it off of my chest. I'm gonna be dressed to impress. No stress. Fresh off the east side. Trey called me up and said, Unc, I'ma need you on the B side. So I came through. I mic check 1-2. Getting real funky. Kinda smell like manure. 8 cars, 8 stars. Return to the Mac with these hot 8 bars. Flip through it and dip through it. This is the shit that'll make you get to it. Break down, give it up, pull it up, and I drink it up. Roll it up, light it up. How you feel, y'all? See you in high definition with a motherfucking real dog.
And every day I'm on. And if I wasn't, then why would I say I'm on? Get an M and get low, that's the Dre I'm on. Get a B in blue, that's the J I'm on. They on sidelines watching what play I'm on. I call an audible, that's what a baller do. They keep asking me, is there more to do? Well, ain't water wet, well then there's more to get. Till my shorty set and his shorty set. This game ain't over, it's more quarters left. I gotta rep my city, do it for the set. I gotta talk my shit until I'm short of breath. Cause the world is full of niggas trying to off your on switch. Trying to find a place that you're golfing, golf it. Me and my niggas on some confidant shit. And we ain't really feeling that off and on shit. I'm on.
Chase the paper, staring at the casket. Was stunning till they froze all assets. Killers at your neck till you cut a check. You talking about the money, nigga, where it's at? What cars from my dogs, do it for the cause. Right back at tomorrow, nigga, inshallah. Praying on my knees, do it for the keys.
They thought I was done, but really I ain't even stressed it. I can't just look at all the dough I got invested. Bang. 2 years and $2 billion exits, and now your relevance ain't making. So glad we ain't gotta chase relevance. And now I'd like to thank the dead presidents for not living forever, ever, forever, ever. For all of them that passed, I've been getting paid ever since. We okay, still pay, still stacking it. We gon' stay, courtside, that's accurate. We gon' take the White House and get back in it. They try to turn us into the village like Colin Kaepernick, but it's okay. Got the city needs saving. They'll fight back, but I'ma shock them like Raven. I don't fold, I don't quit, don't cave in. Your worst nightmare, Freddy Krueger, Wes Craven.
The weather's getting hot, easy season approaching. Came up and everybody sees the devotion. I put the work in, I cause a commotion whenever I'm in public. Modern day Elvis, hoes at my shows wanting selfies. Made it here and ain't nobody helped us. Now I'm on a path to be great, so they say that's what everybody tells us.
You know, I'm raised knee deep in the dope game. If I had two guns up, then it was both aim. Saturday morning, I'm watching Soul Train. Eating leftover food. Low me, now I'm playing bass, couple juice bars. I'm on now, don't care if you stand straight. Told Trey I'm the truth like his name is. I'll show you what pain is, I'll tell you what game is. Ghost.
In my life, but one day I'ma do it for my fans, the people that saved my life. Big ass ace, yo.
up the phone, it's on. Stop looking at porn on the phone. I'm about to have all on deck. Bottles are more wet. Ready to get next. I mean, you can go. This little fat ass nigga, you know. Come on.
Come on.
First of all, the show is best. Don't be no best. The cup of the chest. If you want to test the clock, well, here I am. But I'm eating ham, man. Drop the floor, I got a lot. Head on the speaker, head on the boombox. Even if your old ass car can't go too far, fuck it, you be a star, nigga. If you fuck the law, say it, what? If the law says catch it, yo, I'm outta here. The star, show, 888-G-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-5-9-4-
It's like, it's a really long intro song for a radio show, and then every morning, it gets to the end of this fucking, like, kind of whatever verse that he fucking wrote about having a radio show, and it fucking, he rewinds it, and then they play it again, and it's just, like, fucking, come on. It's not that good. Like, it's, especially every fucking morning. Every morning!
Lord's here special. I'm sitting in the chair. I feel like the real Lil's fat kid, but it's cool. I don't care. Got a good show today. It is a Tuesday. I played an 8-minute version of a Trey Troop song. Had a lot of good rappers on it, so I played the song. We're gonna be talking to him very soon. Phone lines are open. 8-8-7-4-2-3-3-4-5. Say what you want to say. If not, be quiet and listen to a very good show that comes on Monday through Friday from 12 to 4. Right after Sway. Swing the crew, do a very good show. Shout out to Mufu, shout out to Wanda, shout out to Orlando. Everybody cheating. Orlando, it's my buddy. We used to work together, man, me and O. I miss O, man. I cry sometimes when I see O. I'm like, damn, man, that's my nigga, man. But he's still here, he's chilling. I got Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sir.
How are you?
I'm all right.
What we have in the news today? Is it food?
No food today.
Yo, man. Yo. Oh, you know they got Nutter Butter cups?
No, I did not know that.
Like Nutter Butter, like cups. And they have Oreo candy bars. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I know I'm talking about food. I got a sandwich. I've been saying I'm drinking my green.
That's good.
You know, I'm drinking a lot of water. I'm trying to. My butt's been hurting.
Why?
I've been shitting too hard. I think I've been wiping too hard.
Wiping?
Yeah.
Have you been using, like, the soft?
I gotta get the soft ones. Yeah, I gotta get the Huggies. Cottonelles are cool, but, you know, that's cool. You need to make an outro like that.
Okay.
And, yeah, but ever since, you know, but I've been cool and I've been chilling. I got a perk yesterday.
Oh, work?
Yeah, so I'm good for this. Probably tomorrow, Thursday, I'll take a perk.
The perks are good. The oxys are better, though.
Oh, yeah, I make me sleep. I need it for my foots. From one of my foot, because when I was in the hospital, I was laid up, and they had like a thing like massaging my foot, like a big ass pillow. And I see it moving.
Oh, I think that's for
like to keep the circulation in your leg, right?
But they didn't have it for my right foot. I mean, for my left foot. So it feels like I got like a ball, like a dodgeball under my foot, like a big ass bone when I walk.
Plus the gout, right?
And the gout caught me on my right foot, but it went away.
Oh, it did?
It went away. And before getting fat, and I took some medicine, I took the cherry juice. I'm just an old, handsome motherfucker. You know what's up? Oh, here today we got, wait, hold on, let me take a phone call real quick, boo. I know I'm over here. Yo. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, what up, man?
Man, what's up, bro? I'm just calling again. That shit get me so fucking hype every time I hear it, man. You gotta fucking make an outro. Like, the shit go together. It go together. You gotta make an outro with that same shit, my nigga. You gotta do that. And it's original. Ain't nobody else doing an intro and an outro but Lord Seer.
What? What, man? Hell.
Good. I fuck with you, my nigga, but enjoy your day and go and get back to the live shit. I'm rolling. I'm on the highway.
What you rolling up?
Yeah, fat and long as it's super duper fire, the best of the best.
All right.
Feel me? For sure. Yeah. Right now.
All right. Well, don't hurt nobody, my bro. Call right now. 887-4205. We have Jarrell Big Baby Miller in the studio. Heavyweight. You got a fight this Saturday at Barclays. He'll be coming through. Hold on. We got white trivia. No blacks. What do you call it? No brown, orange, no color. Well, they should call them, right? Blacks?
Yeah.
I'm about to get blacks to call.
No whites.
No Caucasians. No other Lucifers. No. No. Yakuza. No. No. Nothing pale. No paint. Black people know they're white trivia. You know, black people are wearing Vans now. The fucking shame. Leave it alone.
All the time, I see.
All the time. You're not a skateboard. Not, I mean, this struggle. I remember back in the days, you could skate. Of course, skate and a skateboard. But then, like, come on, man. I know we're taking over sports and everything. We're going to take over the clothing line. Now there's gonna be black people just taking like dope and like pills. And, you know? Whites do their own drugs, blacks do their own drugs. Do not put them together. Put the races together, but don't put the drugs together. I mean, you know, I'd be racially motivated for human beings, not racially motivated for drugs. Let's play some music. Oh, wait. Turn this up. Yo, you ain't put. Hey! Put it on beat. That's my little V, hey! Shit, this rack. He getting his racks to talk from also. Bourbon on like 10-15, man. And we got You Think You Know Your Hip Hop, plus Drunk Mix. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it.
I'm like, yeah, nice P, you know?
What up, big?
The man. Yeah.
When I pull up, they notice me. Come and talk to me, like Jodeci. But don't you be too close to me. Them goons you see, let it go for me. I bring them things. I call the plug, I'm bringing things. Mucho bitches, I bring them things. Looking so expensive, rings and things.
I be vaping, I be human made then. Yes, y'all be aping. I'm Richard Mill Nation.
No diamonds, just carry on facing with gears and sprockets with the sapphire cases.
When I pull up, they notice me. Come and talk to me like Jodeci. But don't you be too close to me. Them goons you see. Call the plug.
Okay, well, now we're here in this traffic. Stopped. There's only one thing left to do. Seems like people are really liking Pyre. First time I played Pyre, I sat down in front of it with no idea as to what it was. Just kinda... went over there to check it out, and, no idea what type of game it was or anything like that, and... and as it unfolded, it was hard to get a handle on it at first. It was like, wait, okay, so, you know, like, you're on the wagon, and you're like, wait, is this like a point-and-click adventure? Like, I'm able to kind of click on all this stuff? Am I going to pick up these items and use them on other items? And, like, a lot of conversation stuff? Or... and then by the time you get kind of past the little story... bits and get to the right, the rights, get to the combat, the active portion of the game, I guess. And then it's like, I don't know, ice hockey for the NES, or, you know, kind of NBA Jam-esque. With goals and passing and all this other stuff. It's a lot. It's fucking neat, man. But it's, you know, like, there are, you pass a ball, there are goals, you get the ball into the goal, you... you slam that shit home. Oh, man. This fucking tracksuit in fucking Battlegrounds. Gah! First response to their fucking tweet posting this stuff is, this is cool, but please add car horns, car radios that can't be switched off, and a kiss button. Like, fuck you. Looks dope, but next time let's get some army skins so it can be realistic. Nothing too crazy. Game before adding things. That's how games are made. Everyone can only work on one thing. Everyone is equally skilled in every single discipline, and they all can only work on one thing. And if they're working on that one thing, everything else is definitely not getting worked on. Yep, that's how it works. That guy nailed it. Oh, wow, this is all coming real soon. And they're going to sell crates and keys. Or crates drop keys for sale. The first and second crates will be free to open. Each of these crates will include one set of the themed clothing on top of other cosmetic items. The third crate, named Gamescom Invitational Crate, will have the most diverse pool of themed clothing. It's interesting that they're going the crate and key approach, considering everyone else kind of moved away from keys, right? Or Valve kind of ditched the key stuff.
Nah. Practice. Not kicking, but standing. But next 3 minutes, with 12 rounds, with his hands up, directly up.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have no punching power. So, you know, he has a lot of, McGregor has a lot of weird, uppity fans who just don't, you know. Mayweather will go to a club, leave the club, and train. He hasn't fought in, like, what, 2 years? So it's like, you know, he still knows how to fight. It's not like, you know, he stopped and looked like a fat dude and was like, yo, I'm really retired.
He can still fight.
Yeah, he can still fight. And then it's not like, you know, that's what he was brought up on. He's since like 10 years old, 5 years old. He has so much money and bored. Like, you know, people are just like, yo, you know what? I'm going to do this in my life. As I get my older boy for these, I'm going to go fishing. I'm going to go. No. He likes to train and he likes to fight. Mm-hmm. And he has his own gym.
I thought they ditched the keys also because China didn't like it was too random.
He was testing him. As you know, as you get older, you ain't the champ no more. You ain't the champ.
Right. People, when you're on top, people won't bring you down.
Exactly. He's going to start to strengthen again. And it's sad I don't be racially about it, but us black folks got to be easy on each other. So we're always jealous of each other regardless of win or lose. We're always jealous. We got to stop that. So, and saying who's going to win the fight, I have to put it on.
Will it be a competition, do you think?
No. It's going to be TKO.
Easy win.
Easy win. Because he can't do the whole 12, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, depending on the millions, but I doubt that. What else?
Some more quick sports news. D. Rose, free agent, has reportedly reached an agreement with the Cavs for a 1-year deal with the veteran's minimum salary of $2.1
million. Yeah, he was signed to us, New York Knicks, I say us. But he fucked up his knees again and his ankles. So, you know, he had to go. I mean, that's a good deal. Since your man Kyrie wants to be out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie's like, no, fuck that. No more. Excuse me. It looks like no more Kyrie. Kyrie wants to be vocally pointed. And Rose, I don't know, starting. And I know he's going to come off the bench with Shumpert.
Shumpert.
And Shumpert is foolish. His hair looks like a dirty eraser. Like a dirty black version of Bard. I remember back in the days that you would, like, get the Shirt Kings, and they would have, like, the black Bard and the black because... You know what I mean? It was cool then. Not just the eyes poking out, but maybe the lips. Shumpert. Really?
Yeah, Rose's season last season with the Knicks was horrible.
Yeah.
I was excited about it at first, but it was just...
Now we got, I don't know who we're going to get. But...
Yeah, who knows about the future of the Knicks?
Yeah, I ain't going to get into that. What else is news?
Update from yesterday, real quick. The woman that was suing Usher over herpes has upped it to $40 million.
Oh, my gosh. She's going for the... Whoa, she's going for the long easy. Oh, my God. Let it burn.
She originally sued Usher for $10 million in damages. Now she wants at least $20 million for emotional harm and medical bills, as well as $20 million in punitive damages, bringing the total to $40 million.
It doesn't take 20 million to get the herpes out. And even if she had the herpes, it's for life. You gotta, baby, deal with it.
It is for life.
That's it. Spread the love. Spread the herpes love, baby. HP.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with this developing story.
And I noticed that Usher has not been in the news. He has not been talking about it. Oh, man. Usher, man. That's my dude, too. You remind me of money. You know, him and R. Kelly did a good song.
Huh.
They did a great song. Sorry, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You see you in a minute. But I got something to tell you.
You got something.
See the thing about you.
I got herpes and black.
Is the same thing that makes me change.
My mind. I'm gonna let you, I can't kiss you, but I can give you HP. Not the television, but Take a while, see? It takes a while. It gives you the herpes, boo. What else is there?
Drake got a tattoo of Lil Wayne on his arm.
Oh, Drake is disgustingly fucked up. Why? 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 I'm saying friends to death, but shit.
You
well,
like
I'm
it?
Have, no, well, I'm gonna have a Jafakin on my arm. I don't want no tattoo on my arm. I mean, all right, I understand you got Bob Marley.
Right.
But Lil Wayne is not a prophet. He's a prophet of scissor. You know? Bob Marley can change the world. Bob Marley had white people wearing dreads.
He did.
And went into the Jamaican culture. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, Zach, Robert, wait a minute, hold on. Yeah, man, me a Jamaican. And they were like, you know, Russian. They became Jamaican.
Ah, fuck.
It's, come on, like, Lil Wayne has not changed anything.
What rapper would you get a tattoo of if you had to get
one? Shit, man. I don't know.
Biggie?
No.
Cool G?
No.
Tupac?
Now, no. Nice, Slick Rick, no. Oh, rapper, shit. Damn. I don't know. Still,
you just wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. I got no tats anyway, so. Only this fucked up shit on my arm. I look like dry leopards. It's biting me. Fucking bitches at the Ivy.
And last in the news, the story was kind of interesting. There's a Wisconsin tech company, and it's implanting microchips into the hands of its employees. It's a voluntary thing, but
it's over only for blacks.
No, but over half of the workers have volunteered. On August 1st, employees at Three Square Market, tech company, can choose to have a chip the size of a grain of rice injected between their thumb and index finger. You can then swipe into the office, pay for food with the chip, probably more things.
You want a trip to go to Puerto Rico? We need your ID. You got to think about you walking through and the ear and it goes off.
Right.
Bucket dick. No, don't do
that. Yeah, there could be repercussions to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a new thing, but it can become the norm.
It is going to be the norm. If you, you know, 888-742-3345. Call me up now.
Would you get a chip implanted into your hand?
Or in your fucking neck? On the back of your ear? I need white and black people to call up. Females, you check it on your twat.
All people call.
Yes, all.
And females.
All races. Females. 888-742-3345. Play some music, come right back. We gonna take calls. Would you like to be injected?
Would you like to be injected?
No! Call up, Shape 15.
Yeah, you wanna come out here?
In New York, I'm in Little Rock. I am my socks off. Running from a off, and I shoot at.
Hold on, you're stuck in a time war? 2004, I don't know what the fuck.
I don't think I would get a chip installed like for it, like I like the idea of that sort of stuff in a way, like it's cool, it's weird fucking cyborg tech shit. I'm like, yeah, let's do it, but I wouldn't do it for the company I fucking work for. Fuck them. Like, I would do it for me. If like, I had stuff that I could wire up in a way, like, oh, here's, like, a good security thing, or, you know, I don't even know. I'm trying to think, like, what would be, like, a good fucking reason to do it, and... Like, I'm just having trouble coming up with, like, a great use case of, like, oh, this would be really nice. Like, it'd be neat. Like, oh, my computer locks and unlocks automatically based on the proximity of, you know, like, I swipe in, swipe out, like, you know, like that like, type of security, which they kind of do with, like, what, like, Apple Watch or whatever, you can do that shit, right, with a laptop, right, or fucking your phone, or, you know, like, I forget how they set it up, or they, you know, like, I think the Touch ID stuff on phones, like, the fingerprint stuff on phones is really nice, it's convenient. To unlock the phone or to, like, pay for shit and not have to fucking type in a password as much, because I am the password. Like, I think that's kind of cool. I don't know. I think people getting magnets and shit like that is, like, kind of cool too, but then, you know, like, magnets lose strength over time, and I was just reading this, like, recently. It was, like, someone who got it done and then lost, you know, like, the magnet doesn't do anything anymore, but then also, like, someone had to get an MRI, and they couldn't because they had fucking metal embedded in them, you know, because they had a magnet, whatever it was, and that seems shitty. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, what... Why would you get it? What would you get it for? And also, aren't all those types of fucking... Like, you can store data on the chip, right? Like, that's kind of the thing. But, like, you know, the tech is evolving, or it's already there. It just hasn't been deployed in a public-facing way. But, like... You know, all the biometrics shit is just going to be facial recognition and, you know, maybe retina, maybe fingerprint, you know, something like that. But, like, facial recognition is already advancing to a stage where that's going to be a non-intrusive, well, a way more intrusive in some ways, but not physically intrusive to your body. Way to be identified. But yeah, like, exactly. Like, how long until people are, like, chipping kids in the name of, like, oh, well, this is, like, a GPS chip, so you can always know where you're, you know, what if your kid gets kidnapped? Don't you want to be safe? And, like, those sorts of fucking heartstring-style moves that fucking get people to do wild fucking crazy shit. And then doesn't that eventually just get to a point where it's like, oh, well, you know, everyone's got all these chips, and, oh, we're just, you know, isn't it easy to just, like, use this chip to unlock your car? Isn't it easy to use this chip to apply for a job? Or, you know, isn't it really easy to just use this chip to fucking, like, pay for food? And, you know, like, all this type of unified shit to where suddenly you get society built around having a fucking chip, and then the ones who don't have it are the lawless ones, and then fucking they live underground with Dennis Leary and fucking... I mean, we already walk around with phones that make us fucking fairly trackable. Or, you know, in theory anyway, if not actively fucking traceable, like, that's... That's already there. If people want to fucking put together a fucking pretty advanced fucking dossier on you, and they had the type of fucking access it takes to do that, they probably could. Right? You kind of have to assume that at some point. You're like, well, the stuff you hear about, viruses infecting phones and all this other fucking wild shit like this. Right, yeah, yeah. Google already, yeah. When I turn on my car in the morning, it tells me how long it'll take to get to work. I never told my phone where I work. Obviously, you can disable all that stuff, but it's quite convenient. And that's the ultimate fucking enemy of all privacy and all fucking liberty, right? Finally made it. I'm gonna go. Everybody have a good day.